Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
He going to the Vikings. Drake May going to be up with the Vikings. Text line, Sanderson says Penix Jr. is going to be a dude. I agree with you.
How,
man,
do you out Kirk Cousins? Kirk Cousins. That's what that Drake May is. How do you?
They should have kept Kirk. How you like that? You like that?
What's the movie, the Michael Keaton movie, where he keeps copying himself, and then the next version gets a little bit lighter and a little bit weaker and a little bit Duplicity? Drake May is Kirk Cousins.
Multiplicity.
Drake May is Kirk Cousins 3.0. He's not 2.0. He's 3.0.
Big Bird said the Raiders are going to Raiders. Yes, the Raiders are going to Raiders.
Yeah.
And even though Chicago is going to take Caleb Williams number one, Chicago is going to Chicago.
Yep.
They're going to do something that they're not supposed to do. And you know who else is going to do what they usually do? The Giants.
If they draft a quarterback after giving Daniel Jones so much money, I may take a shot of my favorite Icelandic schnapps just in full celebration.
But let me ask you this: How does Chicago draft a quarterback number one? Which he should, but the coach is going to be gone by the middle of the season. He's going to be gone by the bye week.
And your quarterback is going to help you do it,
right? And the GM going to be gone.
You help.
Listen. You just ran Justin Fields out of there. You gave him three offensive coordinators. Talk about you. You ain't performing.
Jay.
Three offenses in 3 years.
If you told me that the Chicago Bears kept Justin Fields, and then drafted Marvin Harrison Jr., I would say that the Bears had the best offseason that they could have. That was it. Like, without wrecking anything, changing anything, that Marvin Harrison Jr. makes the Bears competitive at a high level, along with whatever they pick behind that. Remember, you're going to get the 33rd best player.
The Bears only have four picks this year. 1, okay. 9, 75, and 122.
So you could get Marvin Harrison. High picks, though. You could get Marvin Harrison and Bowers to add to Justin Field. Let me
ask you this. Justin Fields coming off of year three, after three offensive coordinators,
mm-hmm.
no offensive help.
Mm-hmm.
As a player,
mm-hmm.
is Caleb Williams that much better than him? In your opinion, do you think Caleb Williams is like a Patrick Mahomes?
He's different. He's just different. It's like saying that if you had, let me go through it. Brock Purdy, right? Where it doesn't check a lot of the boxes, right?
Right.
But there are the moments where you see the thing that tells you that, you know what? Year four, Brock Purdy might be pretty interesting. I'll go through years one and two because of what I think he can be in year four. You're not asking Brock Purdy to be Patrick Mahomes, so stop it. There's one Patrick Mahomes.
Right. Okay. Well, then do you think Caleb Williams is that much better of a prospect or quarterback right now to trade Justin Fields that early in the offseason?
I would not have done it. I would have kept Fields and then gone and get two. I'm going to get two of the best nine players in the draft.
I want to know. I'm asking you really in a straightforward question.
Yep.
Do you view Caleb Williams as a can't miss product or prospect?
I don't do that with many. So no.
Right.
Not a quarterback, because we know at quarterback there are too many variables to check. If you ask me if a receiver could come in and deliver in year one, we have some.
Especially with their offseason.
Right. We have some boxes that we can check, and we know. If you ask me about a cornerback, we understand the growing pains and all those things. Quarterback is just running backs. We know it don't take running backs long to get up to speed. As a matter of fact, they're on a short clock anyway. So they need to have the first year being what you need for it to be. I just, and I do want to go back. We talked about Washington number two, and I think we were talking about during break. If I'm calling Magic, I'm whispering, take Harrison. Take Harrison Jr.
Along with what else after that?
Along with whatever you get after that.
Yeah.
That's what I would say, because he's the best at his position by a different margin than any other position in the draft.
Here's what the Commanders have. Number two, 36-40 in the first two rounds. Three third rounders, 67, 78, 100. No fourth, two fifths, and a seventh.
So six of the best 100 players in the draft, right?
They got to hit on those third rounders.
Plus, you can trade up with those balanced players in the third, because those thirds have real value this year, right? So you can put those in. If you tell me you're getting number two and number 36, you can answer, you can check two boxes.
Yeah.
To me, if you check the box, use 36 or 40 or whatever and move up and get yourself a Bowers or get yourself a lineman, even if it's a center or guard.
Right.
Do that. That's going to tell me you're actually building from substance rather than flash. But Marvin Harrison Jr., to me, is the best player in the draft. He's right. Not number two. He's not number seven. He's the number one player in the draft. So if you get a chance to get the best player in the draft at a position that he's going to help you in your season, you're in the NFC East, bro.
Yeah.
You saw what Dallas did with all the receivers. You better get you a dude.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's
that's just me.
Yeah. I mean, they're fortunate enough they have some good receivers already, but, you know, I would try to get Marvin Harrison Jr. I would try to trade maybe two third round picks and whatever I need to get up to. And the next person I'm getting is I'm getting Brock Bowers.
Uh huh.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about, Austin, obviously I want you in on this as well. I think teams need to take more of the approach what Bill Polian and the Colts did with Peyton Manning. Anytime you take a quarterback, and especially somebody as high as Caleb Williams or Daniels, or even if it's Drake May and the Patriots, you know, I'm just talking about how you build a team. You almost like put the defense out to pasture and overload on offense, because that's the guy.
Well, that's the game now.
Right. And then try to, like the Rams, right? Whereas they drafted well, they developed well, a lot of their guys are on their first contracts. And now you could be able to kind of overload on offense.
There's really two ways to build a team in the NFL. And they both, I think, come in similar but different ways. The first way is take your quarterback when you're at your lowest point and then build around him. The other option is build everything else out and then trade for the quarterback, right? That's what the Rams did. San Francisco is what the Rams did with Stafford, right? They built everything else around him, the defense and the weapons. Got there with Goff, said, okay, we can get there, but we need a guy to get us over the hump. Weren't bad enough to drop all the way down, didn't have the draft capital to drop all the way down and take a young quarterback, so they went all in by getting Stafford. The flip side of that, this is why I think these teams at the top of the draft either need to have a plan in place for the next 3-4 years or take a quarterback now, because good skill positions can only raise you so much, but building out a good defense really raises your floor. If you're a solid defensive team with a bad offense, you can get to 5-12, 6-11, 7-10 and say you're a quarterback away. But what do you have to move up to get that quarterback?
Yeah.
You know, or by that time, if you're picking a mid-round quarterback, maybe not as much of a sure thing, and your defense is getting older, you have to pay them. So you need a quarterback on a rookie deal. If you're bad, the modern NFL says take a quarterback. If you have everything else, make sure you have the draft capital to trade for an established quarterback.
But none of those teams we're talking about at the top of the draft are good teams.
Correct.
Bad teams have bad lines. They're connected.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if you told me that the Bears, Washington, Giants, otherwise are all going to take linemen early, I'd at least understand that. If you tell me that you took the best player,
I can understand that too.
Yeah, you're taking a player that can help you this season. That's the top of the top eight in this draft have to choose a player that can help them this year.
But they don't. They don't. They don't. That's not how it works, right? Because maybe they should focus on getting a little better every year. That's not what it is. What we're seeing is NFL teams outside of the Chiefs really go for windows. Here's a 2-3 year
Buffalo
shot at it. So what we need to do is put this year on the back burner. We'll take maybe the best player available if he helps us in 2 or 3 years. Line up a window of contention. If it doesn't work, try to tinker or go again. Because, yes, ideally, every team, every athlete, every coach should want to compete as best they can every year. Right. I'm completely on board.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
And the fan base is demanding now that, hey, if you're going to ask me for money now, you better produce now.
Yeah,
you can't ask me for money now.
Or at least show me a plan, right? So many of these franchises just kind of float without a plan. And I think fans, like, think about Orioles fans, think about Astros fans. They could see the plan. No, not the Royals fans. There was no plan for a while. Good try. They could see a plan, right? They knew there's going to be historical suckatoo.
It's like the Montreal Expos back in the day. We got great assets. We're not going to develop them. And they go, it's like the Arizona Cardinals. They got draft Hall of Fame players. They end up making themselves Hall of Fame players everywhere else. I just think that if you are drafting quarterbacks this high, and if you view, and they are obviously, I mean, Caleb Williams has been the number one pick pretty much since before the season even started last year in college. So if you view him in that light, you have to, this whole draft should be offensive guys, the major. And the reason, and here's the philosophy I would do to try to lessen the learning curve in uptick, you know, so we can reach possibly our ceiling with a rookie quarterback. You feel good about your skill positions, guy. You kind of like doing what the Colts did, where the Colts had Marshall Faulk with Peyton Manning. So you got Austin Ekeler there, as long as he's healthy. And you got Gibson and those guys. So you feel good about that.
Edgerrin was there.
Yeah, Edgerrin is there. But I'm talking about the first year. So what I'm doing is I'm drafting quarterback. Then I'm either going to try to trade up, and I'm trying to get Michigan offensive linemen, Michigan defensive linemen, Ohio State offensive linemen, their defensive linemen, Alabama. Reason why? Because those guys would be more pro ready.
And Georgia?
All those teams, Clemson, all the teams.
That LSU know, wide receivers?
No, we don't need wide receivers. We need linemen.
Big boy.
We need linemen. You got receivers. The reason why you're trying to do this, you're going to be able to develop those guys faster. They're going to be able to survive because you have to have a plan to overload your salary cap, whether it's by draft picks or free agency, with guys that can help this quarterback. And you're going to have to draft, develop, and try to hit on, you know, instead of going out and signing Von Miller, he left Denver and went to Buffalo, and Buffalo gave him, his agent said, well, Buffalo was the only team going to give us a 6-year contract. Everybody else was 3 or 4. Well, that's what, when you have to go get a Von Miller on a two-year contract with an option, because you want to be able to keep them on schedule defensively. And then be like Kansas City, where you get a guy that you trust, that knows how to curtail his defense to your offense. And you always get better later in the season. And then you might lose somebody like Ward or somebody as far as that really, really develops. Like, you know, they lost Snead this year to the Tennessee Titans because he outplayed the salary cap structure for their cornerback position. So now they got to re-up there and hope that, you know, they had guys in the cabinet that are ready to play. That's how you lessen, or that's how you increase your hit rate really at any position. Because if you get Marvin Harrison, it's the same thing. You think you got pocket Hercules, okay, that's fine. Well, you better get some linemen, because you're not going to get the best Marvin Harrison if pocket Hercules is running around, you know, getting hit all the time. So you better get some linemen, and you better get a running back, and you better start getting a true defensive coordinator in there, because they got a lot of first round picks and higher draft picks on that defense that haven't been able to be successful. So if they would, like you said, Austin, have a plan. And then guess what?
But that's the brilliance. Your brilliance is what's being missed in a lot of these situations and circumstances. That if you tell me that you have a plan, and that plan is, I'm going to take the best player available and add him to my team.
Right.
Whoever that is, wherever that is, because you know that, well, if we can add four players
right.
who can contribute, I'm going to change my level and location in the NFL. Or if I have success in filling the position of need, the position of need thing doesn't always fit in the NFL.
No.
Like, it's the best way.
Yeah, you always need there's always a needed position, and there's a lot of parity. If I'm Washington, if I'm Chicago, I can't draft guys in the third or fourth round that are projects. I can't do – because I got to get the best – because, you know, there's a new model out now, Austin, is that you win on your rookie contract. You like to, you know, get them into the Super Bowl with the rookie contract. Well, if you up here trying to take a whole bunch of boomer bust guys and they bust, well, then now you just ruin your window is actually shut and it's locked. Mm-hmm. So you have to get guys that are more pro ready. And that's not saying that some guys, you know, slip through the cracks or they got a Nealon that might go first round from Western Michigan. He's not a boomer bust guy, but if I'm going to, I mean, 18, Michigan got 18 guys that to the combine. All right. They're not going to the combine just for a free trip to Indianapolis. Them are eighteen dudes that got pro potential. You better start drafting them. You better start moving up like the Patriots doing, start giving away comp picks and all that to get them. You better get Chris Jenkins Jr. You want to replace what they just gave away for a pack of gum and cigarettes and Chase Young and my man Smith.
Yep.
You better get a dude out there that knows what he's doing. Because
it's the fool's market that I know that bad teams will make bad decisions with talent late in the season. And so good teams, good organizations always find the sucker. They always find the sucker who's willing to give it. Oh, they desperate. Look, you know you're going to lose value. Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
And
we don't want to pay them. So let somebody else pay them. You know, I mean, you just got to do it. And plus, you know what? There's also the thing. There's a lot more trades at the trade deadline. So you'll be able to replenish your roster or get some if you need. So, that being said, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we're going to break. Are we done? We got to turn it over to WTF.
If you want to keep going for another couple minutes, we'll go for a couple other minutes.
I think this draft is going to be interesting because it's the first time that the Patriots are going to draft without Bill Belichick. Big shout out to Gerard Mayo. Big shout out to Robert Kraft because Gerard Mayo had it in his contract that he would be the head coach in waiting. Also, a big shout out that Robert Kraft honored that. Why?
Because he would have paid out. And
he honored it. Yeah. Because you remember when Mac Brown was in Texas, Will Muschamp was supposed to have it, and they didn't honor it. Will Muschamp went and left. So, I mean, just saying there. But it's a new idea. It's a new era for the New England Patriots. You got Gerard Mayo. That was a great player there. Great leader. Great coach. Experience. Worked his way up. Going to take over and have a true partnership with a GM. Because as great as the Patriots have been, they have not drafted well. They haven't even free agency well. It's going to be interesting to see how he goes about it because it's his first pick. So it's either Drake May or trade down because that phone's ringing for them. Magic Man ain't picking it up at two. I think they're pretty set. The Patriots are ready to play ball.
My thing is anybody that's not answering the phone today is a fail.
Right. Magic Man, you mad at him already?
Everybody in the NFL who was on a bad organization has to answer the phone today, no matter who calls, no matter what they offer. And the teams who are close,
call,
have to answer their phone.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be open to, oh, here's what I need to beat the Chiefs. Here's what I need to beat the 49ers. Yeah. And if it's available today, and if you tell me that walking into draft day, 2024, that these teams don't know the bridge between them being great and them just being who they are happens today.
That's why if I'm John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan and I got Brandon Ayuk that's on a franchise and I got Debo Samuel that's a depreciating asset and I see I can get up in the top six and say I think I need a true number, I need a receiver on a rookie contract, or I need to pay Ayuk and I need another guy, or if I need something.
Ayuk was whispered to DC, just for the record.
Can I talk you into Drake May by saying he met Cam Newton tonight and called him my MVP and childhood hero?
No.
I can't wait for Drake May to listen. I'll tell you this right now before we go to break.
No.
When Drake May's balling, I got receipts, like Robert Saleh. Well, no, I got receipts.
You can have them.
I got receipts.
Be right on that one.
And he's going to the Commanders.
No, he need to go to Carolina.
Going
to Carolina.
No, he's going number 10 jerseys. They already had. You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh. Well, I showed Austin that they've already have his jersey printed.
Can't see it. I'm like John Cena.
Oh, man. All right, man. Old school Jay Forward, Austin Orbit. We're going to take a break, or we're going to be out of here. We're turning over to WTF, Cluster, E. Strick. Going to drop some knowledge from 6 to 7. Draft night tonight. We'll holler at you tomorrow.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.